Ernst & Young have roles available in tax, corporate finance, audit and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. Ernst & Young, proud sponsors of the Made Bumps coverage on Cam FM.
Yeah, I'm right here at First Post for the MP division. The rundown is as follows. We have Downing 2, Girton 1, First Bed 2, Homerton 1, Peterhouse 1, Selwyn 1, LMBC 2, Keith 2, Jesus 2, St Edmunds 1, Sydney Sussex 1, Pembroke 2, Alton 1, Corpus Christi 1, Angular Ruskin 1, Christ 2, followed by Darwin 1. And the boats are just starting to push off now into the middle of the river in preparation for the race. It should be beginning any moment now. So just waiting to see them push off. Very cold down here. We've only got all of the spectators jacketing up, ready for the race. And the big question is going to see what will happen with Downing 2, who's had absolutely fantastic event results in the last bump back at Lent. So there we go, and they are off. So we have Downing first, and we've got Girton behind them, followed by First and Third 2. Downing are taking a good line, very powerful start. Not really surprising because they are such a group. Girton behind them seems to be fairly close to First and Third, who are behind them. So the question there is maybe First and Third, will they be able to make the distance and bump Girton? So Downing coming around the corner at First Post here. They are about a boat length ahead of Girton behind them. Girton are about maybe two boat lengths between them and First and Third as they go around the corner. Downing pulling far ahead, though. Doesn't really look like there's going to be any bumps there. So then we've got Downing and Girton going around First Post corner. Behind them, we have First and Third with Homerton rapidly gaining on First and Third. I'd say there's about half a boat length between them now. First and Third are going round the corner, but Homerton are really very, very close, gaining time every moment now. I would not be surprised if that leads into a bump around Grassy. We've got So that is First and Third going round the corner, out of sight, with Homerton just behind them. After that, we have Peterhouse 1, who are about two boat lengths ahead of Selwyn 1, LMBC 2 behind them. With Homerton and First and Third really close, I wonder if you can see them down at Grassy Corner by any chance.
Thanks, Claire. Down at Grassy, we've got Downing and Girton coming right into the bend now. They're coming right into quite a strict crosswind, so they're going to be taking some wide lines around this corner. I can see some whistles being blown out at the end, and I believe that Homerton M1 may have just bumped First and Third M2. We've got overlap here at Girton on Downing coming around the corner, and Downing has just conceded. That is a bump at Grassy Corner by Girton on Downing. What a surprise there. Looking down towards you, coming out of First Post, other than the Homerton and, sorry, Peterhouse and Homerton bump, I believe. Nope, sorry, that's Peterhouse coming down towards us now. So that would have been Homerton at First and Third. We've got Selwyn right up on Peterhouse, right on their stern, coming around this corner into the crosswind. It's possible that we could be seeing a bump from these two as well, because Selwyn's within probably half a length on Peterhouse, and Peterhouse do not look to be, they don't look too rapid around this corner. Following them, we have LMBC looking quite strong and easily two lengths off the boat behind them, which is Keys 2. Back to Selwyn and Peterhouse M1. They've gained up to maybe a quarter of a length coming into the plow reach here. LMBC not anywhere close to any other boats. And behind them, Keys probably two lengths ahead of Jesus. I'm going to pass it up to Tom at Ditton to see if he can see how this Peterhouse and Selwyn show is developing.
Thanks, Kayleigh. So Peterhouse and Selwyn only just coming into view for me. So what I need to pass back to Claire at First Post to report on some of the stuff that's been going on lower in the division.
Back at First Post Corner, I could just say that I've got Darwin 1 coming past now, about two boat lengths ahead of Queen's sandwich boat beneath them, which implies to me that there's been some bump between Angular Ruskin and Corpus Christi further downriver because they have yet to come past. So I believe Angular Ruskin has bumped up on Corpus Christi. Angular Ruskin 1 bumping up on Corpus Christi 1, I think, but obviously we'll have the confirmation later. Back to you, Kayla.
Well, we just had a very interesting line taken around Grassy Corner by St. Edmunds. I believe their cock had upper part of maybe half his body in the water trying to make the corner. And Sydney Sussex M1 is really creeping up on them because of the distance they lost there. Following Sydney Sussex, we've got Pembroke and Wilson M1 holding their distance, although they've made up a little ground on Corpus Christi M1, who don't appear to be looking to bump anyone today. Following them, we have... Darwin coming up, so we must have had a bump by Angley Ruskin by Christ. Tom, is there something going on at Ditton?
Yes, so I've just had Peterhouse come round the corner, whizzing round. They took a really good line around in the corner, and behind there was, of course, to them, facing them is Irwin 1. They were up to about a quarter length, but Peterhouse have just extended their lead as they're coming down with a windy long reach. It's going to be difficult for the less powerful crews on here. The second boats perhaps are going to struggle a bit later on. LMBC going past there in fairly clear water, as are Keys and Jesus behind them. So we'll see later on, or further up the long reach, what happens with those Peterhouse and Selwyn boat when Benedict is able to see them. For now, though, there's a little bit in that, but not much else. Dinesh coming through now, so I'm going to pass back to Grassy Corner with Taylor.
I think we've just seen the bottom of the division come by, Tom. That was Queen's M2 chasing Darwin M1. Nothing overly remarkable other than the incredible expressions on the bowman's face in Darwin M1. You should look out for those because they are remarkable.
Okay. Okay, so up now at Ditton, we've just had St. Ed's come round and Sydney behind them. They're about on station. The St. Ed's boat, neither of them racing too high right now. They're quite tired. They've got a long way to go as they go further up. And Pembroke 2 behind them, about two or three boat lengths back. And Wilson there, they're not in danger of catching them, but in danger of being caught perhaps by Porpoise boat, who are a bit of ground behind. So we're going to pass up further up the reach now to Benedict to see what he can see.
Thank you. And I've just been passed by Selwyn chasing down Peterhouse. Peterhouse cutting away, really trying their hardest to keep them off. Selwyn closing the gap as they near the railway bridge. I'll keep my eye on that. Coming past me here is LMB 2, clear water either side of them, because several boat lengths back we've got the next boat, which is Keys 2. And then after that, it's Jesus 2 being followed by St. Ed's 1. At the railway bridge, I can see Selwyn still keeping close distance with Peterhouse, not making the bump yet, and actually not really gaining much from actually when they entered the long reach. So,
Benedict,
they may not make the bump. Tom?
Yes, they've just round in corner. Queen's sandwich where they have overlap on Darwin coming around. They're angling in now towards Darwin to try and get that bump. They're almost certainly going to get that in the next few seconds. They've had a Cox has angled the boat towards the Darwin stern, and it's going to, they haven't quite got it yet. There's no concession yet. But there is a concession now. So that's a bump between Queen's 2 and Darwin 1. Queen's move up into M2. Back to you, Benedict.
Thank you, Tom. I've just lost out of sight the Selwyn and Peterhouse chase as they round the corner into Peter's Post. I'm going to say that is going to be a row over. Unless Selwyn can really pull something out of the bag round the corner, they didn't make any gain at all, which was their last chance, really, to catch them. After that, LMBC 2 have rowed past, Keys 2 have rowed past, all fairly well separated. Jesus 2 rowed past. These are comfortable rowovers, these ones. Then St. Ed's 1, followed now by Sydney Sussex 1. Again, holding station from the start. And finally, Pembroke 2 come past me, holding station with Sydney 1. There's going to be no bumps there. They're rowovers. Just as I stand where I am now, Wilson 1 are going past me, and they're followed by Corpus 1. So that is the... going to continue down as well to the finish line. These guys aren't going to bump. It's going to be a comfortable row over again. It's there. It's 1.5 foot length. No matter what the coaches and bank party shout, no matter how positive they are, no matter how hard they encourage them, it's just not going to happen. They are all going to be rowing over. Fairly evenly spaced, actually, all the way down, it seems. They've all followed the river down. They've all held station the whole way. They all seem fairly equally matched. Tom, I'm going to throw back up to you for a rundown of the results as we've called them.
Yeah, thank you, Benedict. So up at the top of the division, we had a bit of bumping action. We had Downing being bumped by Girton, quite near right now, around first post. Then Homerton 1, they bumped up on first and third 2. Then we think that Peterhouse and Selwyn will both throw over, although Selwyn were right down to about a quarter of a length as they came round it and just as close further up the reach. Behind them, LMBC 2 and Keys 2, Jesus 2, Ed's 1, Sydney 1, Pembroke 2, and Wolston 1. They all row over, as do Corpus 1 behind them, even though Corpus did a good chase on the Wolston boat. Further back then, Christ 2, they bumped up on Angley Ruskin fairly early on, and then as they were just coming around Ditton Corner onto the reach, Queen's 2, the sandwich boat, they managed to get their bump on Darwin 1, and they'll move up into this division.
97.2.
Your city.
Your Cam FM.